Bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wsino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wsino.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We are a Spirit-filled church. That means I got saved, I got born again, but there's something in addition to being born again. And that is the second infilling of the Holy Spirit. And one of the evidences of that is your spiritual heavenly language. Yeah. Other tongues. Amen. Now some people shudder when they hear that. Amen. I'm spirit-filled. I pray in other tongues. Amen. Every day of my life. There is power. Yes. The Bible says when I pray in the spiritual realm, my mind is unfruitful. Amen. My mind doesn't have a clue what's going on, but my spirit is fruitful. And I'm praying the perfect prayer, the perfect will of Father God. Amen. And too many churches shy away from praying in other tongues. And God has told me I'm going to bring a message on other tongues and being spirit-filled. And if you're not spirit-filled, you're going to get spirit-filled. Because the power is in the second infilling. And I'm going to show you proof from the Bible. I'm going to show it to you where it happened, how it happened, why it happened. Amen. And to who it happened. So I pray in tongues all the time. Because how many of you know there's a time when you feel, oh, I need something, but I don't know what. There's just butterflies in your stomach. You know there's summing up, but what is it? Well, the Bible says we don't know what we ought to pray for as we should. But the Holy Spirit, who makes intercession for us, knows. And God the Father knows what is the heart of the Holy Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the perfect will of God. So when I pray in the Spirit, it's the Holy Ghost praying. Because when I pray in a language I don't know, how can I be praying? It's not my conscious thinking that's praying, because I'm praying a language I don't know. And some people find it so strange. Well, how many of you go to China and think that's strange? They speak another language. You come to South Africa, we're speaking 15 languages. Yeah. Amen. There's nothing strange that God's got a language for heaven. People get crazy over this type of thing. And so it's the life from the pit of hell trying to stop you when they tell you lies. Tongues is of the devil. It's not of the devil. Don't ever say that. Don't blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. That is the unpardonable sin when you come with that kind of stuff. Amen. He said, don't come against the Holy Spirit. And it's He who brings us the tongues. Amen. And so I'm going to bring that to the church. Now we've got some prayer requests over here. And I know some of these prayer requests that we have from all of you folks over here, some of them are, some people are in like desperate situations. If I don't get the funds now, if it doesn't go through right now, I don't know what's going to happen. These prayers over here are from all of you folks over there and me. I put one in every single time I come to church. Every time. Do you have needs? Of course I have needs. How many of you don't have any needs? Not too many hands went up, right? Everybody needs some. And if you don't have any needs, if you're taking care of healthy, wealthy, wise, all the things in your life are just perfect, your children are all together, etc., and you don't have a need, what about the person next to you? You're not going to pray for them? You're not going to pray for the people around you? You see, that's, you know, don't have in-reach only. You've got to have some outreach going on here. You understand? So reach in, get the Holy Ghost out, and share Him. So we are going to let you join us in those services. I believe it's going to be two services after next week on the Holy Spirit, on the power of the Holy Spirit, and on praying in another language called tongues. God called it the language of tongues, right? Other tongues. In actual fact, Jesus said this after His resurrection and the day of His ascension. He said these words. He said, if you're born again, believers will what? In my name, they will cast out demons. We're going to do some demon casting out. You better listen. You think there's no demons around anymore. Right. Look around you, what's taking place. You look at some things that even some leaders are passing as laws. It's people that are supposedly learned people with doctorates and degrees. You look at what they're passing and you can say that can't be from a human mind. There are things that are from the demonic realm. And we're seeing it all around us. And one of those things is racism. Listen to me. That's from the devil. That is from the devil, racism. Do you understand? Racism, another word for racism is prejudice. I prejudge somebody on the color of their skin, their age, their gender. Racism comes in many different forms, not just black and white. You understand? And the devil will use anyone and everything he can to get division. Because he knows a house divided against itself cannot stand. A country divided against itself cannot stand. We're not going to fall into that trap. We will cast those demons out. We will cast those demons out. In the name of Jesus, we will command that spirit of deception to get out in the powerful name of Jesus. I'm not going to be your cozy little church you can snuggle up into on a Sunday, do your hours duty and get out home and live like the devil. Uh-uh. This is a church you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged to change. You're going to be challenged to become who you are. You're going to get challenged to be all God's called you to be. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So now I want you to all stretch your hands towards these prayers. Right now, you might have your prayers up here. If you haven't got a prayer here and you want to get it up here, come running and put it up here. Write it on an envelope. Write it on a pretty thing. We have prayer request cards at the desks. But if you want to pray with us right now, I want those of you that pray in the Holy Ghost to pray in the Spirit. I will pray in English over this, and then I want us to pray for at least 2 minutes in our heavenly language for those of you that can pray. Are you ready? Amen. You can begin praying in the Spirit right now as I pray over this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now that your hand is upon every one of these prayer requests. I thank you, Lord, that whatever's been asked of you from the children of yours, your own children, you said it is your pleasure to give even the kingdom of God to your children. And so, Father God, we pray for the jobs. We pray for the salvations. We pray for the healings. We pray for the restoration. We pray for the peace. We pray for the sleep. We pray for all the court cases that need to be prayed for. We're praying for the children to come home. We're praying for addictions to be broken. In the name of Jesus, we pray according to your will. And your word says if we pray according to your will, you will hear us and you will answer us. In the name of Jesus, we say all of these prayer requests are answered in the powerful name of Jesus. We call it done today in Jesus' name. Now, we're calling the lost in. We're calling the lost in. From the north, we call them in. From the south, we call them in. From the east, we call them in. From the west, we call them in. We call them in, the sick ones, Lord. We call in the sick and the lost and the hurting and the dying, and say they will recover, they will be made free, they will be healed, they will be saved in Jesus' name. The Lord is seeking those that would worship Him in spirit and in truth. We pray for this community and the community surrounding us. We pray for all these people in this area that the presence of God would saturate Tradition, the presence of God would saturate Port St. Lucie, the presence of God would saturate Fort Pierce, the presence of God would saturate Stewart, the whole Treasure Coast. Apprehend them all, Lord. Apprehend them all, Lord. All of Florida, apprehend Florida in the name of Jesus. Touch the United States of America. Bring revival into this nation. Hallelujah. 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 Start getting used to it. We're not going to be a silent church. Start getting used to it. The world will talk filth and disgust, and we get embarrassed to speak the heavenly language of God. It will not be so. It will not be so. It will not be so in the name of Jesus. It will not be so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Canaan. Hallelujah. Now I want you to high five three people, and then you may seat yourselves. High five three or four people. Come on, give them a high five. Then you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, what's it to you?
As we were praying, I looked up.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
As we were praying, I looked up, and both of those lights were moving. They were just shaking. It was...
Praise God. Now, you don't think that's strange. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Don't think that's strange, because I have seen in the services we held in South Africa When we were in revival and weren't aware it was revival, I have seen the whole choir, the whole worship team lying on their faces, the drummer under the drums, keyboard player flat on his face, and we heard the music. We saw the sound. It was just the most amazing thing. No one was singing, but the voices of the angels and the keyboards playing. It was amazing. Don't be amazed that God can move a chandelier, because God can move the world. And so I'm looking for prophetic declarations this new year. I'm telling you now, you're going to see a lot of prophetic stuff taking place in this church. And we're going to pray in the Spirit, and it's going to be a regular ongoing thing. Can you say amen? Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. My wife stirs me up. What can I say? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm talking to us today about a subject that we should all know. You are redeemed in Christ Jesus. You have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. Say, I have been redeemed. I'm going to show you what redeemed means in a moment. Now, listen to this. Moses, when he was in the wilderness, he said to God, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. And God said, no, wait a minute. You can't see me. No flesh can see me and survive and live. See, they weren't in the Spirit yet. They didn't have Jesus had done what he had done. And so they didn't have the Holy Ghost in them at that stage. Now we can talk to God on a different level. But then he said, you can't see me and live. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. So watch here. Now, Exodus 33, verse 18. Then Moses said, please show me your glory. How many of you want to see the glory of God? Now, let me just tell you something. I'm not teaching on glory today. But God said, okay, I will let my goodness go past you. He likened his goodness to his glory. There's a whole teaching in that. I will let my goodness pass you in response to show me your glory. He said, okay, I let my goodness go by. There's a key about the glory of God. His goodness, and his goodness is everlasting, never ending. But that's not where I'm going today. Verse 21, then the Lord said, behold, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand there on the rock. The rock? Who's your rock? Jesus. Jesus, okay. And while my glory is passing by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and protectively cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Many translations say the crevice of a rock. You see, what happened was, like Jesus, when he was in the side, stabbed with a spear, that created the hole, the crevice in the rock. We got enchristed. If you're a child of God, when you're born again, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore anyone who's in Christ is a new creation. Anybody who's in, who's in Christ is a new creation. Not aside and separate from Christ, you've got to get in Christ to be a new creation. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you're going to get it. And he says, so he puts him in a place, the cleft of the rock, and Christ is this type and shadow of what he's talking about. You can't see me. But then Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Is that correct? We have been put in Christ, the cleft of the rock. We can now come boldly to God's face and experience his glory. We can now experience the glory of God for the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? But many sincere Christians do not know that they have a place in Christ. And you need to take your place in Christ. In Christ. Say in Christ. I like to say it this way. I've been in Christed. I am in Christed. I've been in Christed. And so you've got to take your place in Christ and get ready for a front row seat for the glory of God.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll pick this up again tomorrow, and you can find out what it means to be redeemed in Christ, how it affects your life, and you can train this up and teach it to your children, your loved ones, so that they can walk in this redemption that's provided for each and every one of us. What it means to you, find out exactly what happened when Christ redeemed you. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Gerard Currie as I hand you over to our host right now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.